Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bob Prosen is here. Bob's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, president and CEO of Prosen Center for Business Advancement, outstanding company. He's the author of Kiss Theory Goodbye. He's created the Small Business Accelerator, an outstanding program. Training program, and we're fortunate to have him as part of our Brain Trust. Bob, welcome back.
Hey, Jim, good morning, and good morning to everybody, all your listeners.
Good to have you back, Bob, as always. So, Bob, I was telling the audience before you got here that what a great resource you are for us, for no other reason than that you're traveling around the country going into small businesses, small and medium-sized businesses just like ours. And they're calling you in there to help them take advantage of opportunities or deal with challenges, turn them into opportunities. And you're really out there where the rubber meets the road as much as anybody I know. And I wanted you to give us a report on what you're seeing out there. Is there anything that you're, any trends, any little markers, any little indicators, that any little implications that you're seeing out there that we need to know about?
Jim, those are great questions. And, yeah, I do get to see a lot of business leaders. And there are some trends and important ones that people should pay attention to. There's strong growth almost in every single sector that I deal with. Strong, strong growth.
That's
good
news. Good
demand for people's and products and services. And there's a very big, they're optimistic about the future.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing, Jim. You know, you feel good when you talk to some of these business leaders. The other is it's still hard to hire, and it's very hard to hire the right people. Lots of work going on around.
It's a crisis in America, isn't it, right now?
It's a big issue. It's a really big issue. And, you know, to be honest, it's not always you can't find people. It's finding the right people that's tough these days.
The people I talk to who need welders, for example, say, it's not that I can't find a welder. It's that I can't find a welder who has a driver's license, who can drive to work and be on time. Who can pass a blood test.
Yeah, how true that is. And it's a shame, but that's kind of what we've gotten to. And you've got to be very selective as a business owner because we know we're only as good as our people.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, you know, you hire and you think you're doing the right thing and you make a mistake and you suffer in many ways, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
It can affect the company in many ways, and not the least of which is your reputation, which is really all you have. So the hiring process is a big struggle. The other one is I'm seeing some financial issues. You know, you hear all this great things about growth in the industry and there's plenty of money out there, but I've got several clients that are running into financial issues, and there's a variety of them.
Now, you're talking cash flow? Are you talking capitalization? What are you talking about?
I'm actually talking about mismanagement.
Ah.
They just don't have their eye on the ball, Jim. They're running.
It's not that they don't have enough financial, it's that they're not managing it properly. They're not managing their nickels and their dimes.
You know, and that's so critical. And all of a sudden, you find yourself in a financial position you wished you hadn't been in, and you didn't have a heads up on it. And to me, that's the biggest tragedy.
Yeah, I agree. That takes down a lot of companies that didn't have to go down, didn't it? Isn't it?
And it's happening all around us, Jim, and I don't want to make it bigger than it sounds, but it's true, and I'm seeing it in the three of my clients right now. And
one of my mentors used to say, if you'll take care of the nickels and the dimes, the dollars will take care of themselves.
There's so much to be said for that, Jim.
Yeah. So what are some examples of some shortcomings you're seeing out there that folks might recognize and we can fix?
Well, there's one client that I have that's really struggling with just getting projects done on time.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, they've got a lot of work and they've got a lot of people, they're not managing the quality and the productivity. So what's happening is sales on the top line look great, but on the bottom line, they're struggling.
The profitability, their inefficiency is sucking profitability right out of the company.
And it's happening in a dramatic way where people are having to leverage themselves now in order to regain that capital. And my concern is that they don't put the right processes in place to permanently fix these things. You got to permanently fix these.
Is there a lack of urgency? Are you seeing, when you say they're not getting projects done, is it because they're not managing the processes properly, or a lack of urgency by the teams?
Actually, there's two things. One is they're not managing the projects properly. They don't have the right processes and headlights and metrics in place to know what's really going on, not just to operate on assumption, but to operate on fact. That's a big one. And the other is, because of the labor market, they're having to bring in some people that aren't of the A-type quality. And now they're suffering because of that. So it's a dual hit, Jim, and it's causing a lot of
I have heard of companies having to lower their standards in order to get a mirror fogged in some of these places.
You know, I guess at some point you got to. I was in the airport the other day, and a client calls me up, and I'm headed to another one, and he says to me, "I got a problem." And I said, "What's the problem?" He said, "We have so much work that I can't find people to do it." So, you know, I told him, you only have two choices in that situation, two real choices. First, stop doing the work. Don't take some of the work. And I know we hate hearing that.
We all do. We've killed ourselves to get customers lined up out the door, and now here they are, and we can't deliver. It breaks your heart.
That's right. It does. But you've got to face reality, because you're wearing out your current people. You're working them to death.
Right, right.
The other option, and to me is a better option, Jim, is I told them to raise your prices significantly.
Yeah, that's one thing to do. How about this, that raise prices thing? Because you and I both know most small business owners don't charge enough. We all know that. That's almost a natural law. I see that all the time. But how about this? Are they missing opportunities because they're not outsourcing non-essential, core competency jobs? Is that something they could do that would improve things? Outsource core competency jobs to a contractor and then hire to the customer facing jobs?
That definitely can help, and it depends on your industry, and it depends on the capability of the outsource group. You've got to be very selective, you know, because they're facing some of the same issues that everybody else is.
Right.
But there are companies out there with good track records that help lower your costs.
Folks, are you seeing yourself in any of this? I mean, these are real issues, and one thing about it, folks, make sure that if you're challenged, if you're worried about something, if things aren't working out, make sure that you're naming the right thing. Don't go blaming something that's not the real cause. When we come back, we're going to get Bob to continue his report on, for one thing, what CEOs want.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.